السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا إن في الجسد لمضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله، وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله، ألا وهي القلب، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله وذل كرم إحسانه الله سبحانه وتعالى. We find ourselves again on a Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. And this is really something that we make shukr for, because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned that one Jumu'ah to the next Jumu'ah is an expiation of the gunas that took place in between, meaning all the minor sins, the minor gunas. So when we reach the next Jumu'ah, so we are hopeful that Allah Ta'ala forgives all our minor sins that have taken place during the course of the week. Hujjaj also returning. Many Hujjaj have already come home. When we meet the Hujjaj, if we meet them before they reach home, so we should request them to make dua for us before they get home, as their duas are accepted. And then if we meet the Haji, we must make dua that Qabilallahu Hajjak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your Hajj, wa ghafara dhambak, Allah ta'ala forgive your sins, and Allah ta'ala must replace whatever you have spent. Person, what it goes for Hajj, and he spends a large amount of wealth also, so Allah ta'ala must replace that person his wealth. But it is found that people go for Hajj despite them spending so much of wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter gives them so much of barakat in their wealth. One aspect in our lives, which is a very, very important aspect, but we don't give too much of attention to it, is the aspect of purifying our hearts. Huzur-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned one hadith sharif that in the body there is a piece of flesh. If that piece of flesh is correct, then the whole body will be correct. And if that piece of flesh is corrupted, then the whole body will be corrupted. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that, note well, this is definitely the heart. So Hazrat Muhammad al-Haq Magda Sahib Barakatuhu was mentioning that if a person has to go to some medical fraternity and they have to check up his heart, so they will check at most whether the heart is pumping well, the blood is going through nicely, and they will say to the person that your heart is fine. So 90%, if not more, of the people in the world, their heart will all be fine. But here, what is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referring to? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referring to that which the doctors can't see, which their machines cannot pick up. There was one buzurg, he was needed to undergo an operation. So when you go to the hospital now, they want you to sign and you must say who's your next of kin and all of that. Before you enter, they are notifying you that, see, maybe you're not going to come out. You know, maybe our operations will go the wrong way. So they need you to sign. So you indemnify them, that no blame must come on them. So here this person, he filled in whatever documents, and then he filled in the name of his sheikh on that document. So they asked him, but who is this to you? They said, no, this is my spiritual doctor. This is spiritual doctor, we didn't hear about this. What is a spiritual doctor? So he said, no, my spiritual doctor where your machines fail, your machines can't pick up anything further, he picks up that. So this is the first time we're hearing something like this. He told them, he says, see, can your machine, what your machines can pick up in my blood, and this, you can pick up with, I've got pressure, I've got sugar, those things you can pick up. But can your machine tell me whether I've got pride, whether I've got intolerance, whether I've got ego problems? Your machines can't pick up that. So that my spiritual doctor picks up. He picks up those things. So here, this heart needs to be purified. And this is what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is referring to, that if that heart is fine, then the rest of the body will be fine. But if the heart is corrupted, then corruption will come from all the other organs and all the other limbs. So this process of Islah, this is something that we don't want to really hear about. We find it a dry topic and we don't really want to pay much attention to it. But it's a very, very important aspect in our lives. As I was mentioning, that in the days, in the, you know, how people used to make their Islah, there was one Buzurg, Sheikh Abdul Quddus. So two people came to him and they came to take bayat and to make Islah. So he told them, okay, I'll see you all after certain namaz, I'll speak to you all. So it so happened that he was coming for the salah and these two people were making wudu at the house. They were making wudu. In those days they didn't have plumbing and all like how we have. So they used to have like a little reservoir. And then people take water from that reservoir and they make wudu. So the two of them are talking and the one person, he says to the other, he says that this hose, this pond, this little reservoir is much bigger than, he referred to another one somewhere else. This one is much bigger than that one. So Sheikh Abdul Quddus overheard them. So he asked, he stopped and he asked him, he said, how much bigger is this one compared to that one? So this person looked at it, he said, oh, maybe about a hand span, one hand span bigger. So he said, one hand span bigger? But you telling your friend that this hose is much, much bigger than the other one? So you don't even know how to talk and you want to take bayat. So go home, go first learn how to talk. There's too much of exaggeration in your speech. Go and learn how to talk. When you learn how to talk, then you come back and then you come and request bayat. So they used to make Islah like that in those days. Today's time, the mashayikh, they are very, very lenient. They take us into consideration because we too, we are weak. We won't be able to take that type of Islah. We'll run away. But Hazrat gave this incident of Sheikh Abdul Quddus when he had passed away. He had a grandson. And when the grandfather passed away, then the grandson, he said to himself that, you know, so many people used to come to my grandfather to benefit. People from different countries used to come, people from different towns, distant places. They used to come to my grandfather to benefit. But I was right here in his lap, but I never think of taking benefit. He said, ghar ki murgi, dal barabar. So he said, I never took benefit, I was right here. But now when the grandfather passed away, so now he lamented, you know. Now he said, no man, you know what? It's time I also put myself right. So who am I going to go to now? I have to find one of the khulafa of my grandfather, because grandfather passed away now. So Hazrat was mentioning that when this realization comes, realization dawning on a person, this is a very great thing. Otherwise we just carry on our lives. We take day at a time and we just carry on. And we'll see. Long as our dunya is, you know, it is moving along smoothly, we got no problems, we just carry on. But we're not really realizing that, look, tomorrow I have to face Allah Ta'ala on Maidan-e-Hashar. Life is not just about, do I have enough money in my pocket? I can meet my commitments. It's not just about that. There's much more to it. Tomorrow I have to be on Maidan-e-Hashar and I have to answer to my Allah. What job am I going to give for my life? So this realization dawned on him. So one of the khulafa of Shaykh Abdul Quddus was a Shaykh by the name of Shaykh Nizamuddin Balkhi Rahmatullah Ali. So he decided to go to him. Now Shaykh Nizamuddin used to stay in Balkh. So he traveled all the way, he went there, obviously he sought permission, then he went. Now Shaykh Nizamuddin, he is feeling honored that my Shaykh's grandfather is coming to visit. So he, out of now gratitude that everything I got from this person's grandfather. So now he went out of his way, make his mehman nawazi to host him, you know, what we say now, red carpet treatment, you know, five-star treatment, five-star meals, five-star lodging, everything. So this grandson, he stayed like that for 3 days. After 3 days, he went to Shaykh Nizamuddin Balkhi Rahmatullah Ali and he said to him, see, Hazrat, I didn't come for all this. So I came here to get from you what my grandfather gave you. What you benefited from my grandfather, that's what I came to benefit here. I didn't come for all these things. So when he mentioned that to Shaykh Nizamuddin, so his whole manner changed. He said, well, now you have put a zimedari on me. Now it's no more this relationship now. Now our relationship is in a change. So it is reminding me of Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. When his sons, Mufti Taqi Usmani Daud Barakatuhu and Mufti Rafi Sahab, when they went to their father and said, we want to take bayat, the father told them, see, I won't give you all bayat. So they pleaded with him. He said, so many people are coming to you, but now we are your sons. So he says, see, we enjoy a certain relationship. Now, if you all become bay'at to me, then the relationship will change. So I don't want that. And then he directed them where to go. We'll maintain a father-son relationship, not a sheikh-murid relationship. So this Sheikh Nizamuddin, now his whole manner changed. Now, out of that room, now no more these meals. Now, to him, see, now you got a duty. What's your duty? People are coming here all the time. They need hot water to make wudu. So you make sure that there's always hot water available for the people to make wudu and for the people to bath. Now that didn't mean making sure that the geyser switch is on. It meant going to the forest, chopping wood, enough wood to burn for the day, and make sure that the water is hot. So where I'm going to stay? Yeah, you sleep next to that fire. They're in the place where the people make wuzu, next to that fire, that's where you sleep. What he was doing, he was breaking him down. Breaking that ego. Because it is this ego that doesn't allow us to progress. This ego of ours, my opinion, who I am, who you to tell me. That ego, this doesn't allow us to progress. That is why we can break Allah's command in front of him. Because of the pride that we have within us. Otherwise, if I'm humbled, how can I break Allah's command? I can make a mistake. In a moment of weakness, I can break Allah's command. Immediately, I'll cry and repent and ask maafi. But for me to continue a life like that is because I've got pride. So that pride, that ananiyat, that mere koi hu, I am somebody, that needs to be broken. So he wanted to break this. He put him there a couple weeks. Then he told the lady who used to clean up all the mess, all the gandagi, you know, all the filth. He told her, he said, see, what you must do, when you got all this dirt, you must go near him with this bucket of najasat, bucket of dirt, go near him. Now he was a person coming from like, you know, high standing family, you know, used to all the smells and all, people of dirt coming next to them and all that. So she went, she took the bucket and went near him. So he turned around and looked at her, he said, you know, if this was my hometown, then you would have seen what would have happened to you. You're coming by me with that bucket. If it was at home, then you would have seen what had happened to you. So she went and reported that to the, he didn't know now what's happening, the test is on. So she went and reported that. He said, oh, there's still a lot of deficiency. So leaving in that duty. So another couple weeks went. Then he told her again one day, he said, go pass him again. But this time, go very close. Go very close. And little bit you must drop little bit too. So this time when she went and did that, so he just gave her a look. No, but a very, you know, they say that if looks could kill, you know, that kind of look, heavy look. But he didn't speak one word. So she went and reported. The Sheikh said, well, there is some improvement, but he still got ego in him. Left him in that duty for a while. Now must remember in that duty, you giving the people, now one day they'll tell you the water is too hot, one day they'll tell you too cold, you're taking too long, the water's up. Now you must be able to take all that. Now that's breaking you, breaking you. So then the third time he told her, he said, now you must go and drop that bucket and fall down. Drop it on him. He too must get messed. But this time when she went and she did that, now although the action is so much more severe, he didn't worry about himself. Woke up. Said, are you okay? You didn't get hurt. Sorry, man, I was in your way. And now he went to clean. You don't worry. He cleaned that thing up. Put everything back in a bucket. Now when she went and reported this, she said, no, right. Now that problem is sorted out. So called him, right. Now you're out of that duty now. That duty is finished now. Now what duty you got? The hunting dogs. When we go on hunting, you must hold the hunting dogs. So now the Sheikh is going hunting now. So they went hunting. So he gave him the dogs, and gave him all the chains, the strings to hold, the leashes, you know, to hold the dogs. So he said, no matter what happens, you don't let go of these dogs. Now these dogs saw something. Now they're running to go catch the thing. He's trying to hold them, where he can hold them back. They start running, but he is holding. Eventually he couldn't hold, but he held on to the leash. He fell down, got injured too, but he never left the leash. Now what he was checking, that this person, does he have that istiqamat? Does he have that endurance to carry out a command? No matter what pain comes to him, what difficulty, what harm comes to him, but he can carry out the command. So that night, obviously they sorted his wounds out and whatever. That night, the Sheikh Nizamuddin Balkhi, rahimahullah, he sees his Sheikh in the dream. The Sheikh is telling him, even I didn't put you through this. It's like now, enough, we have tested him enough. I didn't put you through this kind of test. So the next day, Sheikh Nizamuddin called the grandson of Sheikh Abdul Quddus and he embraced him, you know, embraced him and he told him that I am conferring unto you everything that I got from your grandfather, passing it on to you. And he gave him Khilafat and he sent him back, he said, now go and continue with your grandfather's work. But the point here is that this Islah is not found anymore. Before in our homes, the parents used to make the Islah. A lot of Islah was done by the parents. Today the parents say one word, the children telling the parents 10 things. So Islah was something that used to take place, and then a person used to go to the Khanqah, he used to put his hand in the hand of a sheikh, and he used to be an open book, explain all his spiritual maladies, and get himself sorted out. That doesn't get sorted out, then very little else in our life will get sorted out. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of his functions was to make our tazkiyah, to purify us, make our tazkiyah. This is this whole process of Islam. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, Allah Ta'ala give you tawfiq. الله تعالى جرانده انتهى أمة توفيق وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.